what I've noticed is there are a lot of organizations here, smaller organizations, that each one has their own series, and they never collaborate, and they never do anything together. And they present approximately 6 to 8 events a year, and that's what they do. And there are quite a few of them, and the level of music making is really high, and they're all wonderful. But I was thinking that if you combine and showcase one of their events in a festival that is a few weeks long, that way you will present a united front to the outside world, and it will make a bigger impact culturally to not just Cincinnati area, but to the state and maybe even nationally eventually.
Squeezing a variety of arts events into a 2 or 3 day period or weekend is intentional and hopes to attract weekend travelers from the region. This year's Constella Festival features dance, visual arts, jazz, and classical chamber music from professional and student organizations. Next Friday, the Exhale Dance Tribe teams up with visual artist Sandra Gross for a program combining Gross's visual backdrop to newly commissioned dance works. The performance takes place at the Carnegie Visual and Performing Arts Center, where there's also a photo exhibit called Photo Focus on display.
Well, the dance event is something that's becoming also a trademark for Constella. Is we do a collaborative dance event where I commission new works, choreography works, and the dancers are, in fact, a lot of the time on stage together with the musicians. And also there will be an art installation for this particular event.
Saturday, the 20th, the day following the dance performance, trumpeter Lou Soloff teams up with a new Cincinnati jazz group for a unique jazz chamber orchestra recreation of two iconic jazz recordings. Soloff is probably best known as trumpeter with the 70s rock group Blood, Sweat, and Tears, but also has played with Miles Davis, Wayne Shorter, and the Kronos Quartet, as well as appearing on many rock artists' recordings.
Lou Soloff's project, of course, is going to be a fascinating project. There is a new jazz orchestra in town that's going to be recreating the Miles Davis and Gil Evans, Porgy and Bess, and Sketches of Spain. There was the two recordings that were very obviously very well known and popular. And so we are very excited about that. And Lou, of course, is legendary, and it's a very special performance.
And they'll be using the Gil Evans charts, is that right? Because that's one of the things that made those two recordings extraordinary, is the arranging of Gil Evans.
Well, because Lou had a very long relationship with Gil Evans, so this is why this is happening, and so this is why this is a special project for us.
The Gil Evans-Miles Davis collaboration that took a jazz quintet and added orchestration to back the group was not only a popular but a critical success as well. Porgy and Bess and Sketches of Spain are largely regarded as some of the best Miles Davis work, and the orchestral arranging of Gil Evans set a new standard. And then you've got opera.
Yes. Well, you know, often you go to the opera house to hear the big operas, and in the operas you will hear your favorite arias. So what we've done is we've put together Marco Panuccio and Cara Shay Thompson. They are Cincinnati's sweethearts, so people know them here, and I thought it would be wonderful to put them both together in this program. And Warren Jones is a world-class accompanist for the opera repertoire. He's absolutely amazing, and they will sing your favorite arias from all your favorite operas in an intimate recital instead. And so that's going to be an interesting event taking place at the Freedom Center's Harriet Tubman's Theater, which it's quite funny, but it has a starry ceiling. So in fact, when Anna Kiko Myers, the violinist, who's coming to play the next day after the opera recital, when she plays, we're going to have the stars lit up in the sky because the event is in fact called Anne Under the Stars. Anne is going to come and play a recital with Wendy Chen, and she will be bringing two Cincinnati premiere works and a very balanced recital, you know, ranging from Bach to Corigliano.
Tatiana Berman, director of the Constella Festival in Cincinnati, speaking with WEKU's Roger Duvall. The festival runs through early November and culminates with an all-Debussy program. More information is available at constellafestival.org.